Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to the High Vibration Living Podcast. I'm your host, Chef Whitney Aronoff, founder of Starseed Kitchen and High Vibration Foods. Join me for conversation where we learn about food, wellness, beauty, travel, and spiritual concepts for high vibration living. Only you know what your body needs. Let this be the reminder that you have the power to tap in and know the food, self-care, and spiritual practices that will best serve you. I will be sharing my knowledge and learning with you from experts providing insight into nourishing all the layers of you, the physical, emotional, spiritual, and etheric bodies, so you can feel your best and live your dreams. Let's get started. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the High Vibration Living Podcast and happy 2024. I really wanted to do a solo episode right at the beginning of the new year so I could connect with you, catch up with you, and also share with you the things that I'm going to be doing at the start of this year and through the next few months to move energy in my life, create more prosperity, create more joy and happiness, and just get into a positive routine for 2024. So I'm going to share with you guys today about seven different things that I have incorporated into my week. Some of these things I do daily, some of these things I just do like once or twice a week. But I wanted to pass along this knowledge that I've learned from my guests on this podcast, from friends, from mentors. And that way you can tune in and see if any of this can be supportive to you and helping you create your new year schedule and manifest and expand in ways beyond your wildest dreams. So I always feel like there are our dreams. And if you're watching this on YouTube, because I do film all these episodes with video and then I post it to my YouTube channel, Whitney Aronoff, you'll see me using my hands and you'll see me kind of pull up some books today if you guys need a visual. But I feel like we have our dreams and our goals and they're at one plateau. And there's a whole nother plateau that we can't even see. It's like when you look at the horizon and on a fairly clear day, you can see the mountain range. And then there'll be a rare day where it is so crystal clear, you didn't even realize there was a mountain range beyond that. And that is what I want all of us to be able to get to this year is we go beyond what we could have even dreamed for ourselves. And that's what we attract into our lives this year. So I'm going to share the tools that I'm applying in order to make that happen. But before we get into that, I feel like we need to back up and talk about 2023. And I'm going to share with you where I was in 2023 and why I'm so excited about 2024. So if you have been tuning into this podcast, you know I like to look at all the different tools that are out there for us to use to plan and create our life. So I follow Chinese astrology, traditional astrology, evolutionary astrology, like what I had with Joanna Pitt. She was on the podcast last week. I also have had a few other astrologers on the podcast, like Miara Rose, that essentially do evolutionary astrology. Look at who you have been, look at who you are, why are you here? What do you need to do and execute in this lifetime? But when you look at all the different numerology, astrology, everything that's out there, it can kind of help you get your game plan for the year. So 2024 is an 8 year. So it's a great year for money. It's a great year for karma. It's just a great year for moving energy around. And if you look at last year, 2023, it was a 7 year, but it was also from a Chinese astrology perspective, it was a cat year. And this year is a dragon year. So you would look at then at the energy of the cat And you would look at the energy of the dragon and their strengths and weaknesses. And then you look at your own sign and figure out how it works with that animal. So last year in 2023, a cat year, was my enemy year. I am a rooster. I was born in 1981. And in an enemy year, it is not the time that you are going to grow and expand. It is the time to lay low, clean house. It's time to take inventory. It's not time to create and grow. It's not a great year for making money or expansion. In a few weeks, February 10th is the Chinese New Year. That is when we're going to move into Year of the Dragon. Some would say that's when 2024 officially starts. So I am getting a head start on moving out of my enemy year, moving into the dragon year, which is more supportive for roosters. Anything's more supportive for roosters than the cat year. And I'm constantly refining my dreams and goals for the year. And one way I'm doing that is I shared with you guys in a previous episode, I signed up for To Be Magnetic. So it is a website that you guys can go to Be Magnetic. I'm sharing the link in the show notes as well as a discount code if you guys want access to these meditations. I use the To Be Magnetic process to get really clear on what I want to manifest, what I want to create in my life, how I want my life to look. And then you follow a variety of meditations to get there, to take actionable steps, and to continue to get clear on what may be blocking you from living the life you want, having the experiences you want, having your businesses or different elements of your life move in a certain direction. I like doing the meditations through To Be Magnetic because it just keeps me accountable. It keeps me consistently showing up to do meditations, and it helps me stay focused on my goals. So I keep a journal just for the To Be Magnetic work. And I'm constantly refining my small goals and big goals for the year. And I've been doing that now for 2 months, and it's really helpful. And there are practices that you can do every single day or every other day as it works for your schedule. But one thing that I've been really enjoying is doing walking meditations. So I'll use the app, the To Be Magnetic app, also known as TBM. And I'll listen to one of the meditations while I walk outside. And it's really helpful for me. Sometimes I just don't have the time to do it in the morning or do it right before bed. So if I can do it when I'm doing a walk, it's really helpful. It may be a 20-minute meditation or a 30-minute, but all of them I find really helpful. And then they also have some really good meditations for sleep to just prep you right before sleep. I often find that I can't do a meditation in the evening because I'll just want to fall asleep and go straight to bed, or I will fall asleep during the meditation. But they have some meditations in there that are really nice primers for a great night's sleep. So if you've been curious about this at all, if you listened to my episode about going to the To Be Magnetic podcast tour in LA, this might be the time that you should start. And again, I have a discount code for you guys down in those show notes and a link if you want to check it out. Another thing that I've been doing is the 5-minute journal. And if you're watching this on YouTube, I'm holding it up right here. I'll show you guys a little bit of the inside. On the inside, in the journal, it's just one page each day. And you write down 3 things that you're grateful for, 3 things that would make today great, and a daily affirmation. And then in the evening, you write down 3 highlights from the day and 1 thing that you learned from the day. And I really love doing this journal. I was introduced to this when I went to the Goop conference in LA back in 2019, and this was in the gift bag. And I found that every time I wrote in it in the morning, what I wanted to come true would come true. So if I would write down what would make today great, you know, if I was able to sneak in a 30-minute walk at some point in my busy day, or if I was able to get home by 5 p.m. so I could have a hot dinner, you know, little things that are important to a chef. You know, just when I would look at my day and realize I stacked it with too many things, I would write down in the 5-minute journal the items that would make today great would usually be in reference to my day, just little edits in the day, little magical things that could happen. You know, if I could just drive to LA without traffic or make sure I get to this appointment on time, all those things would come true. And they would be items that I really thought I couldn't make that happen because the timing was just too tight. And I really liked just how the 5-minute journal made me feel and moved things forward in my life and kept me accountable on what I really wanted. And it was really simple and easy. It takes less than 5 minutes in the morning and less than 5 minutes in the evening. And I just keep it by my bed. And I really, really love it. So the 5-minute journal, if you're looking for it, I have it in my Amazon shop under my books. And I really, really suggest it. It's super easy to do. And it's a great little life reflection. And then also on each page, there is a motivational quote. The one I just opened to says, "It is never too late to be what you might have been," by George Eliot. So every day you get a nice little quote, and then you have your little journal with your prompts. And it's really, really great. I highly suggest it. So one thing that I'm making sure that I do every morning is the 5-minute journal. The next thing that I'm doing as my prosperity practices for 2024 is just updating my reading list. I just realized in kind of December that I didn't have anything to turn to anymore next to my bed or for a beach day. So I refreshed my reading list. I have 3 items I picked up. I love using the library. I love to try before I buy. So if you don't have a library card, I highly suggest you go out and get one. Remember, it's free. And I belong to the Newport Beach Library, and I just finally went and got my Laguna Beach Library card. So there are 2 different branches completely. So oftentimes I find that the book I'm looking for, Newport Beach Library system won't have it, but the Orange County Laguna Beach system will. So if you live in an area like I do where it's a few different cities and there's different branches, get 2 library cards and you never know, you might find exactly what you're looking for. And again, it's a great prosperity practice using a library card. So I checked out Remington Donovan's numerology book. I've always wanted to read this. I love learning more about my life path number, and then I love learning about your year number. So your life path number is your birthday all added up, right? So the month, the day, the year, all added up creates your life path number. And then your year number is your birthday, your birth month, and then the current year, so 2024, all added up. So if you were born on January 1st, 2024, your life path number is added up as 1 plus 1 plus 2 plus 2 plus 4. You don't obviously add the 0, but that's how you add it up to get the number. And then depending on the number, you might have to add it together. But if you want to learn more about numerology, this is a great little book to get started with. You can also follow Remington Donovan on Instagram, and hopefully he'll be on the podcast in 2024. Let's make that happen, guys. I've been trying for a while. The next book I picked up, a friend, Michael Connelly, is letting me borrow this book for a bit, The Divine Doctor. Healing Beyond Medicine by Dr. Joseph Michael Levery. You guys have heard me talk about Dr. Joseph Michael Levery. I had 2 people that work for him on the podcast. I had Renata Spranello, and she came on the podcast back in June to talk about the Sukshma yoga practice. It's a version of Kundalini yoga that helps move the energy out of the body, and creates a lot of physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental healing. And then I had Chris Merrill on my podcast, who also works with Dr. Joseph Michael Levery. They work together on music and creating sound vibrations for healing. And I had Chris on talking about high vibration music back in June. So check out those two episodes if you want to learn more about Kundalini yoga for healing, high vibration music, and then they'll also give you insights into Dr. Joseph Michael Levery. He has a ton of books, but the one I'm reading is Divine Doctor, and I've already started peeking at it. I read a little bit, and it is just chock full of tools to help you improve your life, help you do things at home for free that can make you feel better in your physical body. So within the book, there's a variety of yoga and kundalini poses, simply, again, to move the stagnant energy in your body. And there's lots of insights into how the world works and how you can use it in your favor. So it helps you understand the months of the year, the days of the week, and how that works with you depending on what day of the week you were born. So insights like that, some chants and musics that you can sing, again, to help remove blockages from your body, to quiet your mind. There's insights in here on ways to get your hair to grow using natural foods and ingredients, water. So the Elixir of Life water, how to make sure that you're drinking high vibration water, different foods, different teas. It's a great little remedy book. I'm really excited to dive into it. Lastly, the book I just picked up is called There Are No Lines in Heaven by Dr. Scott G. Robinson. And I'm going to have him on the podcast in just a few weeks. He is a chiropractor and functional medicine practitioner, and he died twice and came back to life. He got in a car accident. He was pronounced dead for 2 hours and he woke up in the morgue. And he actually had two experiences where he died and came back. And so his book talks about those experiences, what happened to him, where he went during that time. And then it talks about his journey as a chiropractor and functional medicine practitioner and all the traditional and holistic ways we can all heal our body. And he breaks down everything, a lot of modalities that I'm very familiar with. It's just really nice to get another person's perspective. And he explains when he uses those modalities, when he would recommend those modalities to a patient. He also talks a lot about famous hands-on healers, famous healers around the world, and how that actually works for our body. And I'll dive into this further with him when he's on the podcast, but he gave some great examples that when we work with a healer versus doing the work ourselves, it's like the tortoise and the hare. The rabbit takes off, moves really fast, gets to the finish line, but ultimately doesn't execute, doesn't win. The tortoise, slow and steady, wins the race, takes its time, ultimately wins. So what he said he has found with all the people that he's worked with and working on himself, that when you go to these incredible healers around the world, they can provide instant support. So when you see them, when you get their hands on healing, you look into their eyes, you get that magic touch, you will instantly feel better. They'll fill you with light and you'll get some physical, emotional, spiritual, or mental relief. But it will ultimately wear off. In order to make the greatest improvements in your physical, emotional, spiritual, or mental health, you have to do the work. There are probably over 100 tools out there to help you do it, whether it's using a machine or simply meditating at home, using numbers and numerology, stretching, music, breath work. The list is endless. There's so many tools out there for us to do the work at home for free, or to find technologies that can help us when we're really weak and we just can't get ourselves to do it. But the greatest improvement we will ever have in our life is the work that we do ourselves. So I really think this is the year of insourcing, learning and finding the tools that you can apply at home to help you level up.
Hi, I'm Chef Whitney Aronoff. As a personal chef, I created custom organic spices for my clients. These blends are of the highest quality with no added sugar, MSG, caking agents, or any junk. I want you to have the same access to good quality seasonings, which is why I've launched my line of organic spice blends. High Vibration Foods by Starseed Kitchen is my collection of chef-crafted organic spice blends made with only good-for-you ingredients. I use organic source spices, ancient mineral-rich Redmond real salt, prepare the blends listening to Kundalini mantra music, then charge the jars with the quartz Giza crystals for a true high vibration experience. You can now purchase my most requested blend, 11 Magic Herbs and Spices, on starseedkitchen.com. Use code STARSEED for 10% off your purchase. Can't wait for you to enjoy.
So those are the books that are on my table right now. I hope you guys check them out. They're all on Amazon. I have them all in my little Amazon shop in the book section. I do suggest with Dr. Scott Robinson's book, you can buy the ebook for just $9.99. I really like a hard copy. The hard copy is expensive, but you can figure out the way that you like to learn and read. I just always go ahead and just get the printed version. And then, like I mentioned before, library cards are everything. You can always try before you buy and rent a book at the library. I usually ultimately end up buying it. Like, I'll go and I'll rent out a Louise Hay book. And then I find it's just so good. Sometimes you just want to be able to access it whenever you need that little pick-me-up. So I'll ultimately end up going and buying it. But those are my tips for books to get you started in the new year. All right, number three of my prosperity practices for 2024 is the Cross Heart Kirtan Kriya to vaporize insecurity. I know that sounded like a lot. Shakti Sita, who I've had on the podcast, she's a great Kundalini yoga teacher and coach. She's based in Sedona. She offers at the beginning of every year a 40-day challenge to do a certain Kundalini pose or practice every day for 40 days in order to clear and break up that stagnant energy. So this year she chose the Cross Heart Kirtan Kriya, and that vaporizes insecurity. And what she spoke about on our first class on January 1st, which I've heard other people talk about, like Christina the Channel and a few other mentors and former guests I've had on the podcast, even Joanna Pitt talked about it in our astrology forecast episode, is 2024, this is the year to get it done. If you know your life's purpose, if you have had your natal chart read, if you've met with your different practitioners, if you're clear on why you're here and what you're meant to do, this is the year to do it and stop holding back. Just vaporize the insecurity, rip off the band-aid, be who you came here to be, teach what you're here to teach, influence what you're meant to influence. Like, this is the year, go. And if you aren't going to do it now, what's the point of being here? That's the message I've gotten from so many channels, friends, coaches, yogis, astrologers, and I'm recording this on January 5th. This is the message of the year. So I love that Shakti Sita is offering this, and you can join now. It's completely free. So you can check out Shakti Sita's Instagram or her website, and you can join the Zoom class every morning. We do it at the same time every morning. And then if you can't make the Zoom class, she does have it recorded on YouTube so you can follow there. It's only 11 minutes. So for 11 minutes, we do a pose where we cross our arms in front and we say sa ta na ma, sa ta na ma, Sa-ta-na-ma. Say that out loud for 11 minutes while you have your arms crossed in front of you and you touch each finger as you go. It's a really great practice. You clear your mind. You imagine the white light coming down from the heavens into your head and out through your third eye. You tighten everything up in your stomach and you pump. It is a great little 11-minute exercise and meditation. And I am finding that it really is helping me vaporize any insecurity that's still within me, any fear that I have. It's also helping me get a lot of clarity for life and business. So it's a 40-day challenge. I'm doing it every day. And it's 11 minutes long. And then after that, she does an 11-minute just quiet meditation. Sometimes she plays some gongs. There's a different teacher every week or every day. And what I found, I did this last year, and obviously it was a different Kriya. But when you get in the routine of doing it every day, it's easy to keep going. So my goal this year is after the 40 days, continue to do this 11-minute practice until I really feel like all the fear, insecurity is out of me, because I am here to serve in this way, to teach you how to cook healthy, nourishing, delicious foods, because the healthiest meal you'll ever eat is the one that you make at home. And I'm here to help you guys find all the different modalities that can make you feel good in your body, because food is just simply the foundation. And once you get your foundation right, you're still going to need to add on different elements to support your physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental bodies. Food's the foundation, but then we have to work on your mindset, the physical aches and pains, the movement, making sure energy continues to flow in your body. You know, there's so many elements to keeping up this machine. And I want to help share with you guys all the tools that are out there so you can wake up and eat every morning with energy and to feel good. If insecurity is anything that's holding you back in any way, check out this 40-day challenge with Shakti Sita. If you've just been curious about Kundalini yoga, this is a great one to start with. It's 11 minutes. And if you just want to learn more about spiritual practices, I would tune in as well to this 40-day challenge with Shakti Sita. And again, you can find it on her website, shaktisita.com, or on Instagram at Shakti Sita. All right, moving on. I have shared with you guys so far 5 different tools that I'm doing to create prosperity in the new year. Meditation through the 2B magnetic pathway, the 5-minute journal, my current high vibration reading list, the cross heart kirtan kriya to vaporize insecurity. 5, taking more time for deep rest. I've really slowed down this past few weeks. I've just been really exhausted. I don't know if anybody else has, but I've been really wiped. It's been very, very cold here in Southern California. And when it's really cold, it tends to be more challenging to move fast. You have to slow down with the elements. And it's also that time of year. I mean, it's the middle of winter. Winter is the time to slow down. And if you're a sensitive little soul like me, you can really feel that it's the time to slow down. So I'm trying to lean into that. Just deep rest. Going to bed earlier, getting extra sleep, continuing to focus on just really delicious, warm, nourishing meals, because it's winter. This is the time for warm meals. If you're making a cold smoothie in the morning, it's time to table that for summer. You need hot food. So I'm taking the time to make a warm breakfast every morning. I take a small little potato and I slice it up very small, and I put a little starseed 11 magic herbs and spices on it, and I cook it in a little skillet with a little butter, and then I always add some sort of veggie or green and top it with an egg or two, and I enjoy a nice warm breakfast, and it has been a game changer. It holds me till lunch. It warms me up. It really makes me feel good. And then I've been focusing on a lot of really warm, hydrating meals for dinner. So soups, stews, chilies, pureed soups, bone broths for afternoon snacks, just massive hydration and warming. So that's what you should be looking for at this time of year, not just in season food, but how you cook the food. This is the season for soups, stews, slow cooking, broth, getting hydration through the foods you eat. With that in mind, I'm also just kind of taking inventory of my body and what it needs. So I did a candida cleanse at the beginning of December. I used Dr. Amy Meyer's supplements. There were just two different types of supplements that you had to take along with probiotics. It was fantastic. Lost a little weight, lost a lot of inflammation. It was really easy to execute just because I have such a clean diet already. There wasn't really much for me to cut out. So it was really easy to add into my life and I really enjoyed it. So if you're looking for something like that, I recommend Dr. Amy Meyer's. And I also ordered some herbs to do a parasite cleanse as we move closer to spring, because most parasite cleanses require that you eat raw or just juice. And because it's so cold, this is not the time of year for raw and juicing, because this is the time of year for warm foods to warm the body. So I'm waiting for the transition in the season, and then that will be the time that I implement the parasite cleanse. But then now I have everything I need. I'm prepared. So when I start to feel the shift in that weather, I can take action. Leaning into the energy, into the season, and allowing my body to take rest, and understanding that that is a prosperity practice, is to just slow down. And I have a very strong practice of connecting with my guides. If you haven't taken a class, read a book, or been able to connect with your guides and know them by name, I highly suggest you do that. And I'm going to work on having the teacher that helped me connect with them on the show, because she was really fantastic. And I feel like this is a life skill everyone should have. So I've just really been working on connecting with my guides by name a few times a week and getting insight from them. Because as you guys know, I also do mediumship, and you can connect with loved ones that have passed at any time. You can go to psychics and different practitioners and get insights from them. But there's always going to be a little bit of somebody else's opinion of what is right for you. And I like connecting with my guides, because it's going to be the insight for my greatest and highest good. It's nobody else's opinion. So if I was to connect with a grandparent that has passed and get their advice on something I should do, it's going to come with the same opinions that they had when they were living. Their point of view, their attitude, what they think is best for me, not what is best for me. So when you connect with your guides, it's very similar to connecting with your higher self. You're going to get the insight that's truly best for you. So as I've been connecting with my guides recently and asking how I can improve my businesses, improve my health, improve my life, call in love, call in more money, call in all the things I want, what they've been telling me is, like, take a minute, no rush, like, enjoy this time to just relax, take time for yourself, and deep clean. So that brings me into my next prosperity practice for you guys, deep cleaning. So what I keep getting from them, and what I was just personally feeling too, is just create more space for prosperity. So clean and clear out everything. So for the past month, I've just been going through my desk, going through old papers. You know, I'm a chef, so I keep little notes with recipes I've written down all over the place. Magazine clippings, recipe clippings, books, just a lot of paper. So I've been just trying to clear space. Same thing with kitchen cabinets and food. and refrigerators and freezers, I've just been trying to open up a drawer and just do a little deep cleaning. Doing the same thing with workout clothes, like other random little drawers, you know, bathroom, all those little, you know, products that we buy to make us feel and look pretty. I'm just trying to edit everything. Same with makeup, cleaning that all up as well. So making space for new to come in by getting rid of clutter. So cleaning the fridge, cleaning the pantry, cleaning my desk, cleaning out the closet, just trying to dedicate like a few hours twice a week to do this. And this will be my prosperity practice all winter long. And again, every few days I check in with my guides and I ask, okay, what can I do? What can I do to bring my manifestations in faster, these things that I want faster? And they just keep saying, just create space. Just let go of stuff. Get rid of clutter. So that way I have more space for things to come in, but also I'll be more agile and flexible to move or go with the flow because there isn't as much stuff in my way. Hope that's helpful for you guys. But when you deep clean little parts of your house, you'll feel so much lighter. I've been doing it for my clients. It really does make a difference, but I feel like I have a long way to go. So I'm just going to, like, every Saturday tackle a little corner of the house. And then lastly, my seventh prosperity practice I'm sharing with you guys today is new self-care practices. You know, kind of just revisiting the things that I do every day or once a week that make me feel good and that move my health forward. So I've been really into doing the red light mask by Higher Dose. I'm really loving the mask. I put it on my face and I put it on my chest. And I do that about four nights a week. I do the 20-minute setting and it feels so good, but it's also really helped break up the melasma on my face. So that has been like a great self-care practice and I really look forward to it every day. It's like what I do after I get home from work, I make dinner, I then wash my face or take a shower, and then I do the Higher Dose red light mask for 20 minutes and I really, really love it. So I got a discount code for you guys because I had Lauren, one of the founders of Higher Dose, on the podcast in 2023. So if you look at the show notes, there's a discount code for you guys. And I've been doing and using the mask, I want to say, for a solid 2 months now. And I love it. So highly recommend. With that in mind, just doing regular masks. So making sure that I have two or three different types of masks in my bathroom. And I just take the time one or two nights a week to do a mask. I'll do a mask, wash my face, take it off. Then I'll do the Higher Dose light, red light. And then I'll put on my moisturizers and go to bed. And it just feels so nice. And these little self-care practices that make you feel good, when you feel good and then you go back out into the world the next day, you're just a much happier person, a better person to be around, and you're more magnetic, right? And the more magnetic or the higher vibration we are, the more we attract the things that we want in our life and the connections we want in our life. So these little self-care practices and reviews really help. I'm still doing my Ion Foot Detox Bath once a week. I'm sure if you guys follow me on Instagram, I've posted about it. It's that foot detox bath that pulls toxicity from the pores of your feet. So it helps move static lymphatic fluid. It helps move lactic acid. It helps move heavy metals. I do that every week. I've been doing that for, I want to say, since 2018, 2019, I've been using the machine for probably 15 years, but I finally bought one in 2018, 2019, best money I've ever spent. And it wasn't that expensive at all. It was, I want to say, maybe like $600, $700. And I use it regularly. I use it once a week, sometimes twice a week. And I love it. It's usually something I do on Saturdays. And I'm going to continue to do it because it makes me feel so darn good. And then I just added back to my routine lymphatic massage. So I've been really focusing on listening to the little pings, listening to the little, that voice in your gut, that voice in your head that's telling you that you need to take action on something. I'm really leaning in and trusting it. And so I got the feeling that I needed to go back to doing lymphatic massage. I was doing it once a week for years to really help restore my energy levels and get rid of excess fluid trapped in my body, and it really helped. But then my lymphatic massage therapist moved to Austin, Texas. So I struggled to find somebody to replace him, and then ultimately went back to where he used to work. And oh, I've had the best experience, had one of the best massages I've had in a very, very, very long time. I hadn't gotten one in a long time. And I drained lymphatic fluid and tons of lactic acid. And I'm really happy to be going back because it's really what my body has needed. As a chef, we stand all day. So we build up a lot of physical pain in our feet and our calves and our hips from standing. And then we're using our hands and arms all day. So our hands will get tight. The forearms get really tight. You just build up fluid in the upper arms. It's just very hard on the body, especially the female body. So this is really helping create balance. And I'm so glad I'm getting back to doing it. Hopefully the financial abundance will flow in and I'll be able to do it every week. And it's really just to help keep my body operating. So the lymphatic massage, though it's relaxing, it's really a tool to keep your body functioning. That's really how I look at it. It's a necessary to keep my physical body working. Look for a lymphatic massage therapist that makes you feel good. I've gone to so many over the year. Not every practitioner does it the same way. There's many versions of lymphatic massage therapy. You need to find one that truly makes you feel good, and you should be detoxing on the table, and it should be a peaceful, soft, gentle experience. So if you guys have any questions about who I go to here in Orange County, just let me know. You can send me a DM on Instagram and I'll share with you where I go and the practitioners that I use. It's absolutely outstanding. The other self-care practice I'm continuing into the new year is going to physical therapy at Pacifica Wellness with Dr. Alex and Dr. Tim. I had them both on the podcast in, I believe that was 2021. So you guys can check out those episodes with Dr. Alex and Dr. Tim. They're my physical therapists. I go there once a week. And again, it's to create balance in the body because I overwork the body by leaning forward, using my arms, standing all day as a chef. And so I want to create balance. You know, I don't want to wake up in 5 years and look like I've been standing all day and hunching over a table. I want to create and maintain homeostasis. And whatever career path you're on, you're probably overworking one position or one part of your body and could potentially be a little out of balance. So I encourage you to find someone that you can work with that can help create that balance back in your body. What I'm also doing at home is really focusing on fascia work. So like I've mentioned a few times, I'm really trying to find tools that I can do at home for free that can help transform my body. So I've been going on to YouTube and I've been doing the Human Garage videos. I do the Human Garage fascia facelift video every single day, 15 minutes. I've been doing it, I want to say, for at least 5 weeks. And then I occasionally will do their upper body reset, which is also just about 15 minutes long. And I just am trying to focus on fascia and moving the fascia to allow my body to continue to drain and release inflammation or trapped fluid. And then I also do another therapy. I've been doing this on and off for quite a few years. I use a little soft ball and I do hand exercises and feet exercises. And shockingly, I'm forgetting on the name of the practitioner who I use. She's also on YouTube and you can follow her videos. And I'm using her little soft ball to do the exercises with my hands and my wrists and my forearms and my feet. And I really love it. Again, that takes me 15, 20 minutes and I do that in the morning. So a lot of fascia work at home is a part of my self-care practices. So I think I've gone on and on enough for you guys. Those are all my updates. Just to recap my prosperity practices for 2024, the 5-minute journal, my new list of books, the cross heart kirtan kriya to vaporize insecurity with Shakti Sita, meditations and magnetism through the 2B magnetic pathway, taking time for deep rest, clean eating, and warm foods, self-care practices that make me feel good, ones that I outsource, one that I insource, and then just consistent deep cleaning for prosperity. Just continually going through a minimum of once a week and making space in my home, in my car, anywhere that I work. So more new things can come in 2024. And then I'm going to add one last one for you guys. Number 8, find words that uplift you. Find words that are in line with what you want to manifest. And I've been putting these little words around the house. I put up a little sign in my bathroom of like the 4 things that I need to remember to do every day. Like I need to remember to play. I need to remember to continue to clear clutter. I need to remember to do a little self-care. So put up some words around the house that can keep you focused and motivated on your short-term and your long-term goals and keep a positive mindset. That is all I have for you guys today. Thank you so much for tuning in. I love doing some solo episodes and connecting with you and sharing with you what I've learned from my podcast guests and what I'm actually applying to my life, right? Because we can learn all day long, but until we actually apply what we've learned, we haven't really expanded. So if you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review on podcast, on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify, and let me know that you liked the solo episodes. You can also DM me on Instagram anytime and let me know your thoughts on the podcast or if there's anyone that you think that I need to bring on the show that I would connect with. I would love to hear any topics that you'd like for me to dive deep into. I want to hear from you, so please connect. And I'm wishing you guys all a absolutely beautiful 2024 8 energy year. I'm wishing you massive abundance, tons of just inner peace, joy, happiness. I hope this year surprises and delights you in the best way possible. Sending you all a big hug and lots of love. Also, if you follow this episode on YouTube, comment in the show notes down below if there's any tools that I shared with you that you're currently applying at home, or if there's ones that I mentioned that you've been wanting to start, let me know. I'll see you guys soon. Bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of the High Vibration Living Podcast. Please leave a 5-star rating and review wherever you are tuning in from to help more listeners like and find this podcast. And if you really loved what you heard today, pay it forward and send this episode to a friend or loved one. For more Starseed Kitchen, visit starseedkitchen.com and follow us on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. Be sure to pick up a jar of my High Vibration Foods organic spices, which you can purchase on starseedkitchen.com. You can find me and follow along on my chef adventures on all your favorite social media channels @WhitneyAronoff. Thanks again for tuning in. Cheers to you and your health.